In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Blessed after feast of the Transfiguration. We have this wonderful common theme going through this whole weekend of something very simple becoming something much more. So yesterday we celebrated the Feast of Transfiguration, in which Jesus and his humanity is revealed as God, shining with divine light on Mount Tabor in the presence of his holy disciples and apostles. And in today's gospel, we hear of a simple offering of bread and fish, and how that becomes a meal for many. So let's look into today's gospel a little bit more. So just after hearing of the beheading of his cousin John, Jesus withdrew to a desolate, isolated, and lowly place by himself. Our gospel, I think it said just lonely, but it can be translated desolate, isolated, lonely. And while he sought to be on his own, to have some quiet contemplation, the crowds found out where he was going and they followed him. And so our Lord, in his great mercy and love for his people, had compassion on them, taught them about the kingdom, and healed them. And the fact that Jesus welcomed all of these people, this great crowd, to come and join him meant a lot of work for his disciples. They were kind of the organizers, the crowd control. So as it became late, the disciples suggested to Jesus that he send the crowds away. They must be hungry. Let them go back to the town, because it's quite a ways, and go find some food for themselves. We don't have anything. It'd be impossible for us to feed all these people. All we have are these 5 loaves of bread and these 2 fish. They better get going if they're going to make it home before dark. And I'm sure that many of us can relate, that we sometimes just want to have some time to ourselves, especially parents. Sometimes we feel like we have nothing left in the tank to give, especially when there's yet another paraclesis or festal service that we're supposed to attend, another special collection, another workday at the church, another youth event, another ministry meeting. Enough. I need a break. Just go away. And yet Christ tells us, together with his disciples, they don't need to go away. You care for them. This is an icon of the ministry of the church and our role in it. There's all sorts of ways that we contribute to the church community. I think the most common one that people think of is money. We're called to tithe. Now, that word tithe literally means a tenth. I'm sure this is nothing new to most of us. We're asked to give to God that which he has given us. Our income is a gift from him, and so we offer a small portion of it back to him in thanks. And while, yes, the church does need to pay bills, the more important reason for tithing is that you need, and I need, the opportunity to give thanks to God. That is the more important reason why we should tithe. Yes, the church needs funds, but more importantly, we need to give. And then there's charitable giving outside of the church community. This is a wonderful thing. We have all these great causes. OCMC, the Orthodox Christian Mission Center, IOCC, the International Orthodox Christian Charities, Focus North America, the Order of St. Ignatius, the Orthodox Christian Ministry, Prison Ministry, Zoe for Life, and I'm sure you guys can name lots of other ones. Please, if you're able, help these organizations out. Give. But these charitable givings should be on top of your tithe, which helps keep the local ministries going. We also give our time. And so many of us, it's wonderful. Thank God. We volunteer at the church, and there's certainly lots to be done. There are ministries that need more people to join them, to lighten the load. There's a bread baking ministry that I know would be happy to have another member. Our cleaning ministry is two people to clean the entire church. They need help. They do a great job, but they need help. We have a kindness ministry that could do a lot more than it is doing if we had more hands to help. And of course, any of us can always just pick up the phone and call someone we know is going through a difficult time. Just let them know that we love them and we're thinking about them. And if you can't bring yourself to pick up the phone, at least we can say a prayer for them and offer our time in this way in service of our community. And then following the time, talents, treasures thing, the other categories are the talents. Can your job or hobby be useful to Christ's church? Almost definitely, your job or hobby can be helpful. Whether it's building or cooking, cleaning, groundskeeping, bookkeeping, electrical work, singing, writing, audio, web design, counseling, or just mentoring someone to grow up in whatever that skill or hobby that you have some expertise in. The church needs your talents, and we have many of them to give. Whatever your offering is, the most important thing, as I mentioned, is to give it in gratitude. It's the heart that matters more than the gift. When we give begrudgingly, it is not a pleasing thing to God, but He delights in our gratitude. So going back to the, but I have nothing left in my tank problem. Because we get there. We do. Yet God has a solution to this. When we offer even just a little bit back to God, He multiplies it. These five loaves and two fish became a meal for thousands, which included those that gave it. And when all had eaten and were satisfied, 12 baskets of pieces were picked up. St. Paisios has a saying that I absolutely love, and I'm sure many of you have heard me say it before, that God requires of us the desire and the effort. And He will provide the power and the result. God requires of us the desire and the effort. And He will provide the power and the result. And so when we give our small gift of desire to flee from sin and our small effort in serving God. As Psalm 33 says, to seek, to run from evil and do good. Our small gifts are met and multiplied by God to enormous effect. Allow me to mix some parables for just a minute. We have the parables of the talents and the kingdom of heaven that Matthew also talks about elsewhere in his gospel. And in these, we are instructed to invest our time, talents, and treasures not in things of this world, but in the kingdom of heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. God has provided these things to you, and it's important that you return them to Him with some interest. With some interest, adding our effort to them. Not having hid them away in fear. As a reminder, this parable of the talents, one man was given a large sum of money, and he went and invested it and doubled it and gave it back. Another man was given a smaller amount, and he also doubled it and gave it back. And one man hid it in the ground. And Christ said, it would have been better for you to at least have invested it in the bank and returned what was mine with interest. But he hid it, being fearful. So God has provided these things for us to return back to Him. This is a really good deal, by the way. He gives all sorts of blessings to us. And then we give a little bit back. And then He multiplies our gift. And we receive again. And then we give a little bit back. And then He multiplies it. And on it goes. That's a good deal. But if we never offer back to Him what He has given us, if we are never grateful to Him and show our gratitude, then we cut ourselves off from that increase of blessings. Now, to be very clear, this is not karma. That's not what we're talking about. This is not a teaching of the Orthodox Church. And it's not that you donate money and God is going to bless you with even more money. Or you donate food and suddenly someone is going to show up with a basket of food for you. But God accepts your offering and blesses you in what is necessary for your salvation. The church is the light of Christ in the world. And we, as the church, have the responsibility of ministering to God's people, guiding them towards the kingdom, healing them of the disease of sin. And it's a seemingly overwhelming task. But rather than send people away so that we might just look to ourselves, let us care for our neighbors by offering what little we have to God and trusting Him, that He may be glorified in us. Amen.